The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on Newstalk.
Figures published today in the Mirror reveal that in over 2,000 classrooms up and down this state, there are over 30 students to each teacher. The average, it is across the country, is 1 to 25. But as I say, in over 2,000, it is 1 to 30. In some, one teacher for 39 pupils, if you can believe it. Simon Lewis is the principal of the Educate Together National School in Carlow. Simon, I imagine that that's nigh on impossible to manage 39 students, one teacher, is it?
Well, it isn't easy. When our parents were in school, that was the kind of level of crowd control that was expected. But in this enlightened day where we try to give children individual help, 39 is next to impossible. It's just crowd control, really.
Why is it so far out of kilter with the average?
Well, there's a lot of reasons. I mean, like most things in primary education, it's there's no simple answer. The idea of average class sizes being 25 to 1 is based on the pupil teacher ratio. That comes up every year in the budget when our union asks for the pupil teacher ratio to be decreased. And the European average at the moment is 20 to 1. So we're trying to get there every year. And right now, that's where it's at. But the problem is, in schools, if you go under 25 to 1 by even one child, you end up losing a teacher, and therefore you'll end up with even bigger class sizes when you split them all up in different ways. So what a lot of schools do is they, if they have a small class somewhere in the building, they may have to raise the numbers in another class just to keep that 25 average in place. And so that's probably the main reason why that happens.
So this is why you hear kind of those situations whereby maybe a school slightly out the country, we'll say, you know, near a town, but not necessarily in it. There's certain years that they're happy to take students from town, others less so.
Yeah, exactly. And if you go around most small towns at the moment, you'll see banners everywhere saying, you know, come down, you know, 3 kilometres outside of our town, to because they need the numbers to keep the teachers. And so you'll have schools, they're basically fighting with each other for children. It's a bizarre kind of thing. But essentially, that's why it's done, though.
I mean, short term solutions, are there any?
Short-term solutions? No, there's. I mean, no. You have to have systematic change for this kind of thing. I'd suggest that they might relax the idea of having this very specific ratio. Maybe having a maximum school's class size of 25 to 1, and then if you're in between 20 and 25, you kind of keep your teacher kind of thing. But I mean, it would require systematic change around, you know, the ability to choose what school you go to, and even the whole patronage model all relies on this kind of system. So it's not an easy solution, but that might be a nice little idea to tie us over for a bit.
All right, okay, something to tide us over, though I doubt it's going to be in place in as quick a time as 3 weeks. It's hard to countenance. It feels like summer's only started and school is just around the corner. Anyway, Simon, we appreciate your time and thanks a million for taking the time to speak to us. Simon Lewis is the principal of the Educate Together National School in Carlow.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.